Hello, everybody. I hope everybody is having an awesome day. If you haven't heard the breaking news, obviously, Sean Puffy Combs' homes have been raided. One of his homes in California and the other one in Miami, I believe. Sean Puffy Combs obviously was not at home at the time. During this raid, I believe his sons was placed in handcuffs. I'm not sure if they have been, you know, detained, you know what I mean, arrested for anything at this moment. We are definitely going to try to keep you up on, you know, up to date on what's going on in this developing story. We do know that Sean Puffy Combs have been, you know, under a lot of scrutiny lately with, you know, a lot of the trafficking, you know, particularly when all of the information hit regarding him and Cassie, his ex-girlfriend, his ex-partner, and her lawsuit and stuff that, you know, Puffy ended up settling. And, you know, there's been like a lot of talks, you know, about his alleged involvement with all kinds of misconduct with, you know, from children to adults. You had one of his former producers come out and actually just, you know, filed a lawsuit against him. Then you have a situation that everybody talked about, you know, regarding past situations, involving other, you know, alleged entertainers who were children at the time. You know, Usher has never came out publicly and, you know, stated anything against Sean Puffy Combs. Justin Bieber, to my knowledge, has never came out and said anything regarding Sean Puffy Combs. However, there's been so much speculation around his sexuality. And, you know, a lot of what I've heard mostly in the past, before all this sex stuff came about, him just ripping off his artists, for the most part. Those were the type of things. And obviously, you know, issues relating to, you know, to Tupac and the feud with, you know, Death Row. A lot of that was the biggest issue, you know, in the past relating to his feud with, you know, the now deceased Tupac Shakur. Those issues. And then, you know, Jaguar Wright is obviously came out with a lot of you know, things against Puffy lately. She has spoke on a lot of issues regarding Sean Puffy Combs. She's been pretty adamant in her stance against Puffy and others in the music industry as well, the, you know, what she would consider to be, you know, so-called elites, who plan to, kind of just, you know, take over the industry and use, you know, their power to their advantage and stuff like that. But this is something, I guess, was to be expected, I would say. You know, according to all of the alleged allegations, but at the same time, you know, Sean Puffy Combs, to be fair to him, he is definitely innocent until proven guilty. All of these are alleged crimes, you know what I mean? But again, he will have to be tried in court just like anybody else and stuff, and found guilty in a court of law. It's not definite or positive as to what they have found in, you know, any of his homes that they just currently raided. We're not sure if there's any videotapes or anything like that that was actually, you know, apprehended. And we're going to definitely be trying to, you know, keep you guys up to date on what's going on with, you know, Sean Puffy Combs. Again, his homes was raided, one of them in California and the other home in Miami. I believe he has a house there in Miami on Star Island. But again, this is a breaking news, and this story will, I'm sure, continue to develop and everything. But again, I believe Mr. Combs was not at home. I believe he was out of the country. But there's been just so much going on with this scenario. So much has been coming out lately. You know, a lot of speculation that's been coming out as to, you know, Puffy's alleged possible acts. Because again, you know, we don't know all of the details, and it will be up to Puffy to fight these allegations against him in a court of law. It will be up to him to, definitely fight these allegations in the court of law, and, you know, to be fair to him again. You know, he is innocent until proven guilty. Now, everybody can have their speculations. Everybody can have their, you know, assumptions. You know what I'm saying? But until there is some actual facts that, you know, Mr. Combs is guilty of any crimes, we're definitely going to give him the benefit of the doubt before we just crucify somebody and say that they're guilty of something, because these are not like, you know, light, you know, allegations, and we don't want to just, you know, throw somebody under the bus off alleged allegations. But I also will say that, you know, if I'm Sean Puffy Combs and, you know, these allegations come out like this, and to stop anybody from defaming you or whatsoever, you know, there would have been lawsuits filed, you know, also suing these, you know, people, particularly if they have a name in the industry and they have a platform and people are, you know, are listening to them and giving them the floor to speak on a lot of different things. I definitely would be filing lawsuits also, to be, you know, to be fair about the situation. But just because a person does not file a lawsuit against someone who is alleging certain things in the media does not necessarily mean that they are guilty either. So, you know, to Puffy's fairness, you know, we want to give him the benefit of doubt that, you know, he has the right to defend himself in the court of law against any allegations made against him. So, but we will continue to keep you guys updated on this developing story. Again, Sean Puffy Combs' house was raided, one in Miami and one in California. It is unsure what they recovered. But I'm sure that information, if anything was recovered, will be coming out. They won't go into detail, but they'll generalize the information and be very strategic in the information that they put out as far as this raid was concerned. So again, we'll keep you guys updated. This is A1. I appreciate you guys listening to me again. Thanks again, and everybody be safe out there, and we'll keep you updated on this story. Peace out.